In this issue of All Access Nerds, we have a special guest named Brennan. We learn about CGC comic books, and Ryan gets giddy over the Green Ranger. That's right, this is Nick, and we do have a special guest today. Ryan, how are you doing?
I'm doing good. Doing real good.
Tell them who our special guest is again.
Brennan.
Hello.
Hey, Brennan.
On the show today with us, so.
Hi. Yeah. Thanks for having me.
Yeah.
No problem.
No problem at all.
Brennan's a fellow nerd like us. You go to a lot of Comic-Cons and stuff like that more than you do comics. You do a lot of drawing, too, don't you?
Absolutely. Yes, yeah. I do.
He's a fantastic artist. I've seen a lot of his art. I love art. And his art is amazing. It's his own unique style, and that's the good thing about art is that you can have that unique style and still be phenomenal.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So yeah, we know Brennan for quite a while. Brennan's a true nerd. We enjoy his inputs and his viewpoints on certain things.
So. Yes, yeah. Especially gaming. As you guys know, I'm huge into gaming. Nick, not so much. So it's good to have Brennan here, who's gonna talk a lot about gaming with me, at least. So.
Woo-hoo! Games.
Yeah, it's good to have some feedback, some replies and conversations about it. But I understand comic books, you know, that's mainly your thing, so I understand, whatever.
But I think the fact this might end up being a two-part podcast.
Okay.
I think the second part I'll step back, that you guys just game out, if you will.
Yeah,
because I think there's a lot of content that you guys can bring to the table.
Yeah.
So I guess you want to head up the first part of the comic books.
Yeah. I have more so some comic book news and some comic book Comic Con information. Went to a Comic Con last weekend, so I could talk about that afterwards. But as we always do, we'll start off with comic book reviews. So because of that, unfortunately, only got one book this week, and I kind of found out, I looked at it, and it was actually labeled at the comic book shop we went to in Kokomo, Indiana. It was listed as new this week, and so I was like, cool, I'll pick it up. I've never seen it before. It looks cool. The art style is very unique. It's kind of rough, kind of edgy, and it's only like, I want to say like three, maybe four colors. So it's like black, whites, grays, and I think they use orange a few times here and there and some blues. But yeah, it's another post-apocalyptic book. It's called The Few, and it's published by Image Comics. And it's okay. Like, I think it's going to be, unfortunately, like most books nowadays, it's going to be one of those books where it's a lot better when you get as a trade paperback, because they threw in so much stuff, like Game of Thrones did, so much characters and backstory and all this stuff, so much information, so much history to it. But it's all in one book, so you're like, I don't know who this person is, and that person, and this and that. So we don't know why this information that we're getting is so important until probably later issues. I would hope they would cover that stuff. But yeah, I think I'll probably pick it up as a one of the trade paperbacks when it comes out, in a collection of, you know, six issues or five issues or whatever Image is going to do. So yeah, I liked it a lot. The art was cool. I don't know actually how I'll handle, you know, a whole trade of art like that. Because, like I said, it's kind of like the colors are washed out. It's very darker tones. There's not much, you know, dynamics to it. But we do see some of those orange and the blues that contrast, you know, the grays and the blacks in there. But, yeah, it's much better art than I could do. So, can't dog on too much. But it is a very different style. And it is The Few by Image Comics. So, what about you, Nick? You probably have a lot more comics to talk about.
Yeah, I got a few I'll talk about. I won't overload us this time, though I do have quite a few. But that being said, I've cut back a lot on my comic books.
Is that just like personal, you know, time, or is that the actual comic books are getting a little worse, or what might contribute to that?
It's both.
Yeah.
It's both. One, I realize I spent a lot of money on comic books.
It does add up, that's for sure.
Yeah, because they're gotten a little crazy. And two, some of the titles I've kind of gotten tired of. They've ceased impressing me any.
Okay.
So, I have cut back. I forget which ones, but I went over my list with the comic shop clerk the other day.
Yeah.
I said, what do I have on my list? And he rattled off. I said, let's take that one off, keep that one. So, I'm dwindling down to the ones I want to keep. My list was really lengthy due to the rebirth.
Yeah.
So
many different titles that they launched. And a lot of them were good. I liked a lot of them when they came out. But, yeah, same here. Like, some of them kind of dropped them off. But there's a lot of issues, at least for me. Like, I can't drop Justice League and Superman Action Comics. you know, Teen Titans, like those, like I like those so much. But yeah, there's so many ones that I enjoy, so it is hard to do. But I asked that because my friend James, he's having the same issue. It's like he's buying so many books every month, every week, and he's kind of getting burnt out on it. And so he's had that same kind of, you know, concept. Or I don't know. The same thing came up to him where it's like, I have to cut back a lot because it's going to be too much. So, yeah, I was just wondering to see what might be having that issue with you.
The other issue is I'm running out of room.
Yes. To store them. He mentioned that as well. Room, yeah, because you only have so much space. It is a physical thing. And they stack up. Boxes stack up and take up more and more space. So, yeah.
I've got 4 long boxes in my closet.
Holy cow.
And I got 3 here sitting on the floor. Well, 2.5 sitting here on the floor. So I'm running out of space.
Yeah.
You told me about your storage unit. How much do you have in your storage unit?
I have none of my storage unit because it's not climate controlled.
No.
Hey, before we start, Brennan, if you would put this comic book over there off the side because I'm going to knock it over.
Okay.
That's it's my Green Lantern Rebirth. That one's a CGC. You've seen those before, right?
I haven't. I've never seen this plastic case before.
Really? Well, yeah. I guess, you know, because he's not too much of a comic fan. He reads some occasionally, but yeah, for us, it's just like
second nature.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen the plastic sleeves with the cardboard in the back.
Yeah, yep.
But I've never seen these cases before, these hard cases, isn't it? What's the 9.6 white pages mean?
Well, what this is that somebody will buy the comic book or obtain the comic book, and then they will send it off to get CGC graded, and that is a grading scale that is known throughout the comic book industry. The 9.6 is 9.6 out of 10. So.
Out of 10 of what? Of the degraded plastic?
No, they're grading the comic book itself.
Okay. Yeah,
and it's sealed in the plastic case.
Guaranteed. Okay.
Yeah, it's a company, CGC, I think Direct, something like that. It's a company that you send off the comic to, or you can just buy them online. But typically, you have a book, and you send it off to them. That way, they can go ahead and analyze it. They thumb through it a little bit, very carefully, as carefully as they can. And they actually grade it on, you know, the condition. So it's near mint, fine, you know, et cetera, et cetera.
Okay, so they grade the actual
comic book itself.
Yeah. But how much is this hard case separated from it?
I want to say to get that done because
it's a big package deal.
Yeah, they evaluate it and then they close it in there and they snap it in there.
In place.
Yeah.
Okay.
And up here at the top, you'll see a.
Oh wow!
They got a little thing across the top here.
Okay.
It's sealed in there. I mean, you could pry it open if you wanted
to. You can snap the top, I think.
But it's worth more money in the plastic case.
Okay.
In fact, it costs more money. It costs money to get this sent off. You got to send it off. And it's like $30 or $40,
yeah,
I forget.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And they send it back to you. You got to pay shipping both ways. And then to some collectors, it's worth more.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So if you look around my den here,
you have quite a few.
Yeah. I mean, you can tell our listeners what you're seeing here.
Oh, okay. Yeah, this is my first time here at Nick's. And he's got a pretty cool studio with at least, oh my God, I'd say 30, 20?
I don't 20 know. 20 or 30. Yeah, I got
quite these a few. Cases of different comic books, and then you have a whole bunch of posters.
Yeah, they're all over the walls.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome.
Yeah, yep. Nick loves his CGC grading stuff. There's a lot of fans, especially, and it's kind of strange that it's happened, but, you know, when it first came out, you know, people loved it. They're like, oh, yes, this is perfect. This is great. You know, so they started shipping everything off to them.
Yeah.
And it was like the thing. It was like, okay, we want this book to be CGC graded. But now it's actually coming back around where people actually prefer it not to be because it's kind of a hassle. You have to break it open to actually read it. And the thing is, like, they are the ones who put themselves in the place, in charge. Like, they had a business. They had the idea, hey, no one is grading these comic books. Like, we should go ahead and grade them, and then we'll go ahead and put them in this casing that will preserve it. So I think I don't think it's vacuum sealed, but it is airtight. So you're not going to have any erosion or, you know, any of the yellow pages kind of happening throughout, you know, the years. It's a very safe way to keep it protected.
I have another question.
Yeah.
So you already have this comic book already? Have you read it already and decide to buy it?
The one you just put back there, was a
Green Lantern.
Green Lantern issue number 1 from the Rebirth. Yes, I have a copy of it. I bought that online.
Okay.
I have personally never sent one off to get graded and sent back.
But you liked it so much that you decided you want it.
No, I saw it as an investment.
Okay.
I do that a lot. I buy them because I think it's going to be an investment.
Okay.
There's a couple, like my Vigilante, like my first appearance of Vigilante from the Teen Titans Annual number 2.
Yeah.
Number 2. That one, CGC, that's a personal thing for me because I wanted it just like, I think over there on the other wall, I have the Vigilante issue number one at CGC. So those are personal ones that I wanted, but the rest of them I buy as investments.
So who determines the 9.4s, 9.6, and 9.8?
People yeah, at the company CGC themselves. Company. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, which is kind of strange, like, because they had this business and they're like, hey, no one else is doing this. Let's go ahead and do it. And they're the ones who say they could give it a 9.5, 9.1. You know, and we're supposed to just abide by it, which is kind of crazy. It's like, hey, this is the law. This is how it's going to go by.
Do not question.
Yeah. So, you know, and it's, so it is kind of interesting that they have that. And there are some other companies out there like it. Like, I think, I can't see what that other one is, but there's different companies and they use
CBCS
different.
CBCS is another one.
Okay. Yeah.
Charlie Bravo, Charlie S, CBCS.
So, yeah, there's a few out there and they just, it's a good way for me at least. It's a good way to protect a book. Yes. So if it's something that I think that's going to go up in value, I'm speculating on, or there already is high value and I want to keep it for a while, it's a very safe way to keep it protected. So, but yeah, so there's your CGC advertisement there. All right, hopefully our check is in the mail. We'll be expecting that. But yeah, so yeah.
It's, moving on to
yeah,
comics.
Yeah.
Sorry.
No, please feel free. Yeah. It's all good.
It's good stuff, man.
So some of these are from the last couple weeks. Justice League number 18. The character called the Keeper. We're still with the time. I think it's Timeless story arc, where the Justice League has been scattered throughout time, trying to stop the end of time from happening. And they were sent there by a character called the Keeper. Well, after the Justice League has stopped this apocalyptic time stopping stuff. The Keeper, come to find out, is a bad person.
Ah.
We find that out at the end of issue number 18.
Spoiler alert.
Yep.
Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah, well, if you haven't read it, you better catch up. U.S. Avenger numbers 2 and 3. We find Captain America from 30 years in the future has come back in time to capture somebody who escaped. And this Captain America is actually Jessica Jones and Luke Cage's daughter 30 years in the future.
Okay. Is she like a super kind of person, or yeah. Is she just... Okay.
And she's in a Captain America type outfit with the shield.
With the shield. And she has powers.
She has powers. She has strength and so forth. Agility.
So U.S. Avengers. So this is 2 and 3, right?
Yep, issues 2 and 3.
I don't think we talked about 1. So I saw this coming out when I was doing my my pre-orders months ago, because the comic book shop that I do, they have you do a pre-order a month in advance. And I was looking online, and I'm seeing this, and there was U.S. Avengers, and it took up maybe 2 or 3 pages, because I think every single state, and some, like, what do you want to call it, some of the other territories, or whatever that's, you know, it's with the U.S., they all have their own covers. So what's up with this U.S. Avengers? Is it like I thought Avengers was the U.S. Like, I didn't know there had to be a U.K. Avengers and a Brazil Avengers.
No, don't start.
How does this work?
I don't know, because if you remember several years ago when they came out with the Justice League of America.
Yes.
They came out with, what, 50-some different covers.
Yeah, yeah.
Each for different states. It's an advertising gimmick. That's all it is.
Okay. But I'm saying, like, with the U.S. Avengers, like, the Justice League, like, for that, because Justice League was, they came up with by themselves, like, hey, we want to go ahead and band together as, you know, Superman, Green Lantern, Batman, etc., and we want to form a team to save the world. Versus the Avengers, where S.H.I.E.L.D., a U.S. government-sanctioned, you know, entity, decided, hey, we need to band together these guys and, you know, tell them, hey, this is what we need you to do. You need to fight, you know, save the world, et cetera, et cetera. So the thing is, and then they had Justice League America, which is, you know, it actually was a government entity that banded together these heroes. So the U.S. Avengers, are they different than the Avengers? Is it in the future? Like, no, why is it?
The U.S. Avengers are... They directly work for the U.S. government.
Okay, so not S.H.I.E.L.D., but S.H.I.E.L.D. is the U.S. government.
You're right. So there's two. There's also a bunch of them.
Okay.
In this particular storyline, the government has taken over AIM, Advanced.
Another acronym.
Yeah.
Marvel has their acronyms.
Advanced Intelligent Technologies or something, or something like that. Anyway, the government has taken over that.
Okay.
And they're using that technology to fight supervillains.
Okay.
And villains. And a lot of these, the first two villains they've introduced in this comic book are new, no-name losers. Like the one that Captain America from the future came back to get. This character's name was the Golden Skull.
Hmm.
Kind of a pirate-type character.
Okay.
And it was just very cheesy. All the Golden Skull was wanting was money.
Okay.
Hence so he's robbing banks and stuff. It was dumb. So, yeah, they work directly for the government. And their leader is Roberto from the New Mutants from a long time ago, who was also known as Sunspot.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, Sunspot. No,
but in these first three issues, I've not seen him change into Sunspot. He wears a suit and tie.
Hmm.
And he directs them from a distance.
Okay. So he's like Nick Fury.
You could say that.
Okay.
But he has bosses above him.
Okay. Which Nick Fury does too. But yeah, allegedly.
And I think they might be tied to S.H.I.E.L.D. only because they're a U.S. government program group.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Gotcha. Yeah, I heard about it. I just didn't know, you know, the details behind it. And I was like, wait, what U.S. Avengers? Are they going to have, like, every country going to have an Avengers now? So, okay. Gotcha. Now I know. And the viewers know.
Yeah.
I thought in the past, when I collected, I used to collect comic books more in the 90s, but what I remember is, like, they even had, the Avengers were all over, like, West Coast Avengers. There was even, like, Alpha, and they were kind of like Avengers, but a Canadian Avenger.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Alpha Flight. Yeah, they were more mutants than anything else.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think the Detroit Avengers, there was, yeah, there's a lot of different teams that they.
There were so many all over the country.
Yeah, yep.
So next I have Iron Fist, issue number 2. I only got Iron Fist because I just now almost finished watching the Iron Fist Netflix TV show.
From a month ago.
Well, a little slow. So I have episode number 13 left to watch, then I will have completed that first season.
Nice.
So that's the only reason I bought it.
So what are your thoughts so far on the show?
The show, I love it.
Okay, okay, good to hear.
Highly recommend it to anybody who has not watched it. You need to start watching it and stop wasting time. Like I did.
I told you that, but...
Yes, I was told that.
Yeah, I do not suggest people to, like, binge watch it, though. Like, you don't have to watch it in one day like I did. It's good. It's okay to kind of, you know, make it last a few days. So, did you watch it, Brennan?
I binge watched it in 2 days.
2 days, that's what I did. Yeah,
I liked it a lot. Yeah. I have to say, though, the first three episodes were kind of difficult, but once you get past the episode 3, pretty much it's run, and you can keep going through it.
Yeah, and that's what a lot of people are saying, is, you know, 3-4 episodes or so before it kind of gets into it. But, you know, with Netflix, they can do that, so it works out.
So let me ask you this. When you guys binge watch it, do you find yourself fast-forwarding it a little bit through some of the conversations?
Never.
When it was actually later in it, I actually did, because I wanted to see more of the action at later on, like when it got to episode 9.
Good, I'm not the only person.
Yeah. Episode 9, I started fast-forwarding, but I wanted to know more in-depth of the character, where they were going with him. Mm-hmm. Because it just seemed like he was a lot in the park a lot. Mm-hmm. I don't know. That's the part that was slow to me. Yeah. Because I kept going back to the park, talking to, like, homeless people and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. He did that for a while. Yeah. He was kind of homeless.
Buddy over OD'd.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Or was forced to. I think they kind of showed that later on.
Yeah. I was wondering if he was killed.
Not in 13, but, like, I think, yeah, somewhere.
I mean, we might be giving some hints. Spoilers. I don't know.
I think it was subtle kind of hints that I think he might have been. I don't think it was ever just fully released, we killed that guy. Like, it was just, you know, subtle hints that he might have been. Because it was never shown that he was a druggie previously, and I don't think he ever gave off any kind of vibes that he was. So, but Iron Fist 2, back to the comic books.
That's right.
What'd you think of Iron Fist 2?
I like the artwork. The story looks like it's got a lot of potential. I know they're piggybacking off of the release of the Iron Flicks, or Iron Fist.
Netflix.
On Netflix.
Iron Fist Flicks.
Ooh, there's some tongue twisters there. Because I know they're building up to the Defenders in August.
Yep, yep.
That's in August, not September.
Yep.
Not September.
Supposedly August 18th, I think they might have officially said it. But yeah, last episode, as we were wondering why is it saying like that? Last episode, we were talking about this, and Nick looked it up, and he's like, oh yeah, it's in September something. And I'm like, no, I don't think so. He's like, yeah, it says it right here. And I'm like, no, like, I don't believe it. Like, I would have known it would have been a bigger thing.
Yeah,
I listened to the episode,
and I think that's why I asked you if it was September.
Yeah, because I'm like, it hasn't been announced. But they had like this little, like, 20-second teaser. They're all in an elevator. You can watch on YouTube. They're all in an elevator. And they're just, like, exhausted. And then the last second of, at the timestamp at the bottom of the camera, because it's like a camera feed that you're watching, it stops and it says, you know, 08/18/2017. Mm-hmm. And so it's just, there's no way that is such, you know, a coincidence that, which is kind of strange that somebody looked into that. I overlooked it, but everybody else saw it.
An IP mask number?
Yeah, what's that? The IP address?
Yeah, IP.
Yeah, yeah, it was something like that. It was just like a tiny little thing that people picked up on.
HTML thing.
But, yeah, so I think it might have been confirmed by now. But, yeah, it's August 18th, I believe. So, which is not exactly mid-2017, but I'll take it.
It's,
take what I can get.
It's coming.
Yep.
So I picked up Action Comics 977, and this, it starts the new Superman after his Mr. Mixel Flick.
Pixelic. Mix-a-pixelic.
Mr. Mix-a-pixelic. I will never be able to pronounce
it. Yep, it's all good.
After all these years.
I've seen Smallville and a few other things that he was in, and yeah, Mix-a-pixelic.
As a matter of fact, I thought it was kind of funny because on the episode of Supergirl on the TV, he came to meet Supergirl because he was in love with her. He'd been watching her. So they introduced that character into the Supergirl TV show, and then just a couple weeks later, they bring him into the Superman comic book, saying that, hey, he's the reason why there's a Clark Kent.
Okay.
So I didn't know who was in it.
Yeah, I need to catch up on Supergirl. It's the only
one connection there.
It's the only one I'm not caught up on.
Yeah, you're not missing much. So Action Comics 977, Superman feels like there's something missing in his life. Remember I mentioned last podcast that there was a merging of the essence from the New 52 Superman and Lois.
Which is crazy, because like, I had a friend of mine was kind of telling me about that, because he was pretty excited about that that storyline. He loved it. He was like, this is the stuff that I've been wanting of Superman comics. And so he loved it, and he was telling me all about it. And I was like, yeah, I remember a friend of mine was telling me that. And yeah, it was, I liked the idea of that, how they, you know, kind of meld together and fused, or whatever you want to call it. But yeah, they became one, which is cool.
Yeah, so Superman, he feels like there's something missing. He's not sure what it is. He thinks his memories have been toyed with. So he goes up to the Fortress Solitude. They do some testing. He asks the Fortress to show him the past.
Okay.
And the Fortress shows him the past of everything that he remembers.
Okay.
So it's kind of interesting. I don't know where they're going to go with it.
Yeah.
So anyway, Superman kind of doesn't feel that things are right.
But would you say it's okay? It's still good. It's still all right. Like, you're not gonna jump off it yet.
Not yet.
Okay.
I'm still hooked.
Okay.
I will.
Good
buy,
to hear.
I will buy 978 when it comes.
Okay.
Out.
Okay. That's good to hear.
And along with the Superman title itself. So lastly, a couple more here. X-Men. Talk about X-Men.
Yeah.
X-Men Prime, X-Men Blue, and X-Men Gold.
Yes. All the reboots.
Yeah. All the reboots. I will not beat the dead horse on the X-Men Gold. If you are wondering what I'm talking about, you live in a cave. And I'm just joking. Don't take it personal. But there's a
bad timing.
Oh, yeah.
Too soon.
Yeah, too soon. Sorry, people. No offense. But the artist, as we all know, the artist put some messages in the X-Men Gold when he drew it. And it's become a big scandal. So you can look that up and read all about it. I'm not going to go into it.
Yeah,
it's got political and religious stuff in there, and I'm not crossing anybody's.
You have to get it on eBay or something like that now, because actually most comic book shops have pulled them off the shelves because of it. I think they sent them back. Most of them might have. Some others might be selling it for a higher price, because you can get them on eBay for like $10 or $20. They've already spiked up, which is crazy.
Yeah, some of them are $35, yeah. $30.
But they'll have a second printing out here soon, so you'll be able to pick up the book. Same cost, I believe, just a little bit different arts and stuff like that. But yeah, it's just a little controversy thing.
They've gone annoying. In the issue, the volume 2, the second printing.
Yeah, second printing.
They've gone in and they've deleted,
erased
the political and religious potential statements.
Yeah.
Alleged statements.
So, X-Men Blue.
X-Men Blue and Gold. Kitty Pryde has taken over one of the teams. I think Prime, she's taken over the team as leader instead of what used to be Cyclops or Storm. Storm is stepping down. She's tired of leading them, especially after what happened with the X-Men and the Inhumans. She feels like some lines were crossed and she doesn't want to lead the X-Men anymore. So Kitty Pryde is stepping up.
Okay.
In the X-Men Blue, the original five, Beast, Angel, Iceman, Cyclops, and Jean Grey, who were brought from the past to the future by the current Beast, Hank McCoy, which he was one of the original five. He brought the younger X-Men to the future to show them, hey, this is what you do. This is how you turn out. You turn out to be a-holes and punks, and you get killed, and you turn bad. And so he wanted to show them. Well, now he can't send them back.
Huh.
And they tried to go back to where they belong, come to find out they still exist in the past. So now
That's weird.
They're displaced, and they have no place except for the future where they've been living.
Huh. Yeah, I guess so, like time-corrected self, essentially. Yeah. Huh, okay.
So X-Men Blue is the original five.
Okay.
Led by Miss Marvel, Jean Grey, and they're all younger versions, and they're their teenage versions. So
I mean, you never know. So
I don't want to know. So there's a big reveal at the end of issue number one, which I do not want to disclose. You'll have to read it.
Yeah, it's too soon right now. Maybe next time.
Yeah, because we thought that Jean Grey was the leader. They're actually working for somebody.
Oh, okay.
So we'll leave it at that.
And there was one of them. Was it Prime that had the magic stuff?
Yes.
Okay.
Where they were, the mansion was residing in Limbo.
Okay.
Now it's been moved to Central Park.
Ah, it's an interesting place for it to be.
Yeah.
But you, because my question was that, you know, and you found it odd too, that I think it was Hank, right, was using magic.
Yeah, that was in the X-Men Blue.
Okay, yeah. Usually he's a science guy. Usually he's always teleportation and gadgets and whatnot. But he was using magic, like Magique does.
Spells, yeah, Ileana Rasputin. She, I guess she taught him some magic, and so they were fighting Juggernaut. It wasn't working. He was tearing up a ship they were on. And so he told Scott, or Cyclops, like, well, let me try something a little different.
Yeah.
And he did some hocus pocus, a portal opens up, and Juggernaut falls through it.
There you go. And, magic gets it done.
Scott said, you sent him to hell? He's like, no, I sent him to Siberia. But the portal actually looked like hell. There was demons and skulls and skeletons reaching up for him. So I don't care. It's not my problem. He's gone.
I have a question. I have a question about from back in the 90s. I kind of remember, wasn't Kitty Pryde part of like Excalibur Group or something?
She was.
That was a London, like a UK, right? They were a British group? Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
It was the English version of the X-Men.
Yeah,
English version of X-Men. Okay.
What happened there was Kitty thought that all of her X-Men were dead. All of her X-Men friends were dead. So her and Nightcrawler went to join Excalibur, and it was led by Captain Britain and his sister Megan.
Yeah.
And it seemed like there was somebody else. There was also, it was Kitty Pryde and Rachel Summers.
There was like some robot head that was floating around, I think, if I remember, and a dragon.
Well, the dragon was Lockheed. That was Kitty's. That was Kitty's pet dragon.
Yeah.
But there was also Rachel Summers, who is Scott Summers' daughter from the future, who came back, and she took on the power of the Phoenix.
Yeah.
So she was working with them. But that's why she was part of the Excalibur.
Okay.
And lastly, I was able to pick up a Rick and Morty issue number one. Which is a kind of hard to find.
Really?
Yeah, I had to pay a pretty penny for that one.
But you have two now.
Yeah, I wasn't going to mention that, but yeah, I got two of them.
So it was an accident?
It was an accident.
Oh, my goodness.
I was bidding on it and forgot.
Oh.
And then I saw another one for a decent price, and so I bought it.
Yeah.
Buy now. I was on eBay. Go eBay! And in the meantime, my original bid on the first one won.
Oh, wow.
So I got two of them.
Yeah. I've had that happen with, not so much with bids, but with best offers, where, like, I'll send out a best offer, because that's usually what I do. That way I can kind of, you know, haggle with the price a little bit versus having somebody else just kind of bid me up at the last second. But you have to wait for them to respond, which sometimes they can wait a while, because you got, buy it now or best offer. So I typically do that. Well, there was somebody who was not responding back, and they had, like, you know, an hour left out of 24 hours or 48 hours or something. And I'm like, okay, he's not going to respond back. He's just going to let it expire. Sure enough, he responded back. And when that happens, for whatever reason, we don't get a second chance to confirm it. He confirms it. You have to buy it then. And I'd already bought it. I'm like, dang on it. Well, now I have two of the things. So yeah, I know the struggle of eBay and buying too many things that accidentally. Yeah.
So that's all I have for comic books.
Did you read any recently?
No.
Okay. Okay.
Sorry.
We'll just make sure you ask. Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much out of date.
Because you're big on indie, right? Indie
books. I'm really into indie comic books.
Okay.
I'm more into, like, you know, Tank Girl. I guess I consider it as an independent comic book. Can't think of anything else, but I mean, years ago, I bought, like, Sam Keith books of my inner Limbimbo. I don't know if you heard of it.
No, I never heard of that one.
It's pretty funny. It's a good comic book. It's got a good story. I like it.
Hmm.
But I haven't really bought anything recently. I'm more into, like, the artist.
Okay. Gotcha.
More stuff from the old
school. So who's your favorite artist?
Oh, that's a tough question.
Oh, man. I like J. Scott Campbell a lot. I used to collect a lot. Anything with J. Scott Campbell, I'd look out for.
What does he do? He sounds really familiar.
He used to do, like, the Gen X, and he also did, Danger Girl.
Okay, okay.
Trying to think of offhand. Wildsiders, he did like only four, I think, of those.
Okay.
But I love the art style he has, and his I don't know who was the colorist of Wildsiders, but it was fantastic. It had, like, these special effects, like, see-through, like, layers of, like, digital wings and everything. Everything was electronic glowing effects in the comic book, so I really liked that. But I don't know why he disappeared. I absolutely don't know why.
Yeah, I think I've seen some of his Gen X stuff, and it's really good. Like, there was the one, I think this is what it is. It was, like, a foil cover. And, like, but not everything was foil. It was only a few things. And, like, one of them is, like, this fire beard thing or something. So
he was supposed to, like, he was making a contract to do a cartoon years ago. And I don't know if that just must have fell through. But, yeah, there was a guy who adapted to anything he touched, like stone or rock or anything. His body would change and adapt to that.
That's pretty cool.
Sounds like the Absorbing Man. Yeah. Absorbing Man would do that. He would, whatever he touched, his body would become that material. So if it's concrete or steel or
adamantium. These were modernized kids. They were superheroes, kind of banded together and everything. They're misfits.
I want the power to turn things to gold when I touch them.
Yeah. There's a few people like that. And,
Wait a minute. Midas touch? That might be a problem if I have to go to the restroom. Oh, well, moving on.
Yes. But yeah, so.
TVs?
Well, comic book news, I do have one quick little thing. Yeah, Journey to Star Wars. Journey to Star Wars, The Last Jedi. It's a new comic book coming out. It's going to be a miniseries, 4-part miniseries. And Phasma is going to be like one of the, Captain Phasma, it's going to be one of the spotlighted characters. So it's going to be, of course, tied in with The Last Jedi movie coming up this December. And we'll talk about more of that in the movie section. So stay tuned. But she's going to be one of the main characters in this new comic book, so we should be getting some more background information and what she's been up to since after The Force Awakens.
You had, Brendan, you bought a previews magazine. Was there anything in there that caught your eye from coming
I was mostly interested in the toys, the action figures, and collectibles.
Yeah, that's cool.
But no, I didn't see anything that was like worthwhile to me, I don't think.
Okay.
So. Yeah, but comic books, real quick, speaking of comic books, Comic-Con. Went to Steel City Comic Con. I'll keep this as short as I can, but I have a couple things to talk about. Steel City Comic Con in Pennsylvania last weekend, the 6th and 7th, I think it was. Fantastic Comic Con. It was really good. A lot of cool artists and a lot of good good celebrities that turned out. And one of my favorite artists actually had a huge booth there. And you can check it out online, wizyakuza.com. Or Wiz Yakuza. WizYakuza.com. And you have to check out his art. It's I can't describe it. You just have to see it. It's amazing. We'll put a link in. Take 4 or 5 seconds. Check it out. He's amazing. A lot of his art will show up at Comic-Cons because he usually has one of his partner people show up that are involved with selling his art that will promote it for him. But yeah, he's fantastic. You'll probably see if you go to a lot of Comic-Cons. Definitely worth it. I bought 4 different prints of his. I bought a D.Va and a Zenyatta from Overwatch, and bought a what was it? It was a Captain America and Bucky. They were fighting, and you see Winter Soldier, aka Bucky, slamming down on Captain America's shield, and there's like sparks and everything. I'll show you guys when I finish it up. And a Squirtle Blastoise, like a split, like it's you see half a Squirtle and half a Blastoise Pokemon, which evolution things. But so
Oh, I feel sick to my stomach.
Oh, whatever. Pokemon. Yeah, trust me. When you see this art, I think you'll even be captivated. So, so that was a huge highlight for me. And another thing, me and a friend of mine went, and we were searching and searching and searching for a pop figure, one particular one that we were dying to look for and could not find. Literally, almost every single vendor at the vendor area had pop figures. I was looking, so I'd walk over to one booth, turn around, go to the next one, search that one. And I asked every single vendor in the entire place, which is like 20-something thousand square feet. It's huge. Lots and lots of vendors. Not a single person had this one pop figure. It was annoying. Granted, I could probably buy it online super easily, but like the thrill of the hunt is also kind of fun. But I was able to find another one, which is cool. But yeah.
What pop figure were you looking for, if I may ask?
It was the Gilmore Girls. Lorelai Gilmore for my wife, because someone bought her it was actually Nick. Yeah. Nick bought her what was it? It was Rory Gilmore. So she's not one of the Gilmore ones. And just so happened that the mother is impossible to find. Mm-hmm. Like she sells out quickly, I guess. Like everybody wants this pop figure. And it was insane. So, but I found another iZombie one because I was like, and she didn't even ask me. My wife didn't ask me. She's like, no, you know, she didn't care either way. But I knew that she would be surprised. She would love it. It'd be awesome for her to get it because she has one. It's like a two-parter, essentially. And she only has one half.
I need to interject here. In all fairness, it's full disclaimer. Yes, I bought your wife a, what do you call them?
Pop figure. Yep.
However, it's because I bought you a pop figure.
Yeah, I'll talk about it.
The Green Lantern. Just make sure.
That was the wrong one, but I'll talk about it.
What? You used the wrong one.
I'll talk about it. So could not find it. It was annoying, but I found another one. She also loves iZombie. Found one there. It was great. And last but not least, the top big highlight for me was meeting Jason David Frank of the Power Rangers. He played the Green Ranger, which turned into the White Ranger, and he became a few other shows down the line.
I said Green Lantern, did I?
You did say Green Lantern. I'm sorry. Which is where where I'm going to correct you. He bought me the Green Power Ranger, not Green Lantern. He bought me the Green Power Ranger pop figure, which at the last second as I'm leaving, I'm like, huh, I wonder if anyone's ever done that. So I looked online real quick to see if that's something people do. And a lot of people have. And it just so happens it sells online for about $100, which is cool. Because the signature is only 50. But I'm not going to hawk it on eBay right now. Like, I really like it. I'm just going to set it up. So I met him, stood in line, got there, you know, right as the doors open. We stood in line for that, went through. And they announced, hey, if you want to do celebrities, if you want to see, you know, get something signed, do pictures, get in line now. So everybody hopped in another line. So just line to line. And we're waiting. And I guess his schedule was, you know, a little bit later in the day. And then some things happened. So we actually had to do the Q&A before he did the signatures. So we had to get out of line. We all had these little tickets, which is really just a post-it note with our, you know, number in line. And so we hopped out of line, did the Q&A, and it was really cool. You know, just like, you know, answering all the questions and doing all kind of cool stuff. And chances are he heard, you know, he's been asked all these questions before, so it was nothing new. But I think it's on AMC. You'll be seeing it here later this fall. He's also going to be in the new show Bloodshot, which is also going to be, I believe it's AMC, because Ninjak and Bloodshot, both part of the Valiant comic book publishing company. And there's been a huge kind of turnaround for them. They've been popularized. And so I'm pretty sure it's AMC are going to have both those shows up. So pretty excited because he's going to be the main character. And he's a really awesome dude. He's, you know, really good at martial arts. He was an MMA fighter for a while. But most of his people that were supposed to be fighting him always somehow got sick before the fight, and it was insane. And so, you know, he kind of like, you know, someone asked him, like, you know, so were you intimidating people? Like, what'd they say with the idea that they were fighting the Green Power Ranger? And he's like, well, it was kind of a win-win for me. He's like, because I would tell them, if you beat me, everybody is going to be sad that you just beat down the White Power Ranger. He's like, but if you get beat by me, you get to brag that, you know. So either way, like, you know, it was a win-win. So I was like, that's hilarious. And then so we got back in line, and I assumed it was going to be just chaos, and it was, because while we're in the Q&A, other people started a new line. So then none of these people were actually in place or whatever. So it was a little chaotic. But I think I was the maybe eighth or ninth person to actually get a signature and stuff. Talked with him a little bit, handshook, and he actually, because of the, you know, the scheduling conflict thing that happened of the hiccup, he actually signed my T-shirt as well, which was pretty cool because I just so happened to be wearing a green Power Rangers shirt because he was my favorite character, you know, since the show started. And he also took a few pictures of me as well, which is usually about $10. So I got about $60 worth of stuff for free, like. It was really cool. Talked with the dude, asked him about Bloodshot a little bit, and he said, yeah, it should be coming out this fall, and he's really excited about it. So it's martial artists, kind of like the Punisher. Well, it's like the Punisher, but with Daredevil kind of mixed in, where he's kind of like, you know, he's okay with crossing that line of killing people, but he also has that martial arts side of him, which is pretty cool.
So you got your T-shirt signed, and I didn't follow. What else did you get signed?
Yeah, the pop figure. That was other thing. That was the thing I paid for, yeah. I forgot about that. So yeah, the Green Lantern, Green Power Ranger.
Oh, yes!
We'll edit that out. The Green Power Ranger. Yeah, because we talked a lot about Green Lantern. And I actually said it at the con, but I didn't say it to him. I was talking to a friend of mine. Green Power Ranger pop figure signed that Nick gave me. And we're leaving out the door and packed up, and I'm like, I wonder. So I grabbed it real quick and left, and sure enough, yeah. So he signed it. He had no problem with it. He even had a gold marker, which was great because it was the good color. So, yeah, really shown. So, yeah, I'm excited for that. So, yeah, Luke, thank you for that. Appreciate it.
No problem.
Worked out really well. So.
I think there's too much green in this world.
I love green. Green for a while. Actually,
the pop culture world.
Green actually was my favorite color growing up because of the Power Rangers. Like, I was one of the kids that just loved it, was addicted to it. I wanted to be one, and mainly because of the green. Because it was character development. He was a bad guy, and he turned good, which was really cool. You don't see that, at least when I was growing up, you didn't see that in comic books or animated shows or anything where, like, you know, usually it was like sitcoms and stuff where however the show started, they had to wrap it back around so that the show ended the way everything, like, so if, you know, Susan had a haircut, somehow she had to make sure her hair was back, you know, the way it was by the end of the show so that the next episode everything can be fine. And so it's not like a leading thing, but the Power Rangers was different with that because they added that development. They brought in a new character with the Green Power Ranger. He was evil. And then he became the White Ranger and was good, which is really cool. And then he became a Red Ranger. Then later on, became a doctor, which Jason David Frank joked. He's like, I don't know how I became a doctor, but I'm okay with that. Better pay rate. And he became a doctor of paleontology because dinosaurs. And he came back for Dino Thunder as the Black Ranger. So, yeah, he's been a lot. And I think somebody, like, took a picture and, like, you know, combine and put them all together. He's like, yes, I can actually form a full Power Ranger team by myself because of all the different colors he's been. Yeah. 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 So yeah, that was the con. I loved it. A lot of good art. And yeah, Wiz Yakuza was probably a huge highlight. And Jason David Frank for sure.
You go to comic conventions, right, Brennan?
Yeah. I go to the ones in Cincinnati. They call it Cincinnati Comic Expo.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I've been to like 4 of them there.
Hmm.
Yeah, I think they're pretty much all the same.
They
have a lot of the same type of artists. They just rotate around from state to state to city, whatever.
Yeah.
Actually, the Green Ranger's been to the Cincinnati Expo 4 times.
Yeah. So he does a lot of which is cool.
The first time he was at the first one for the Cincinnati Expo. He was at the second. Yeah, he's been to all of those. And they always do the same thing at the very end. Everybody requests, do the move, and say the lines, all that stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
40,
yeah.
Whatever. You know?
Yeah. People freak out over that stuff big time.
Speaking of which, I know, Ryan, I saw the picture that you'd had with his name Jason?
Yep.
And he's holding your your little figure there.
Yep, he's holding the pop figure.
Funny stuff. It's good stuff.
Yeah. I was so excited. So, like, I was kind of self-conscious because, like, I was, like, making this weird pose. But, you know, you can't really tell. It was just my own self-conscious.
So, was this your third expo you gone to?
I want to say.
Or Comic-Con, I meant.
Oh, man. I want to say 4th or 5th, maybe.
Okay.
Because, yeah, I went to 2 last year. And I think 1 year before that, and 1 year before that. So yeah, about 4-ish or so.
So have you dressed up at any of them?
The one I went to, not this one, but the previous one.
One in Kokomo and one in Fort Wayne. You did?
Yeah, I did Kokomo. Yeah, the Kokomo Con and the Fort Wayne. I forgot what that was. Oh, it was a Fantastic Con. Yeah, and I dressed up as Winter Soldier. So okay.
Oh, that's right. I remember seeing that picture.
Yeah, yeah. And it had some updates to make to it. And I was with a friend this time, and he doesn't cosplay. So I was like, it'd be kind of weird if I did, he didn't, or whatever. So, yeah. But it was good to just go as one of the normal people.
I have to ask Nick, have you been to an Comic Expo?
Yes, I've been to a few.
Yeah. I think you've been to a couple more than I have.
Oh.
Yeah.
Have you dressed up, Nick?
No, that is on my list. Yeah. I'm going to make if you look behind you, you'll see my Doctor Doom mask.
Yeah, I see that. It's pretty awesome.
I want to make an armor and everything for it. So
cloak.
Yeah,
cloak and good stuff there. So.
That'd be cool.
I see a lot of Dr. Doom around your room.
Yeah. Doom's my favorite. Got my Princess Leia picture.
Right there, too.
Yeah, Dr. Doom all over.
That's pretty cool.
All right.
But yeah, it was pretty fun. I liked it a lot. And I don't have any lined up right now. Actually, currently, at this very moment, Indiana Comic Con is actually going on. Had a friend of mine ask me if I was going to it, and because he knows I'm huge into comic books, and I was like, no, because I had to pick one and go into Pennsylvania and hang out with a good friend of mine was kind of a bigger deal for me than going to just Indiana Comic Con. But there are a lot more artists and celebrities that are going to Indiana Comic Con, which is cool. But I don't think the Power Ranger is. I don't think the Green Power Ranger is. The red one is. But beyond that, I think that's all I got for comic books.
Yeah, that's all I have.
So,
move on to TVs?
Yeah, TV shows.
All right. So, yeah, let's talk about some TV shows.
So, yes, there was one season finale. Did Walking Dead have a season finale or no?
Yes, it did.
Okay, so there was two. One that I watched. What happened in that season? Hold on. I haven't watched way behind on Walking Dead. Because for me, I know how The Walking Dead is. I know how this season is going to be. It's going to be very dark, as all of them are, very saddening. And I just, I'm not ready for that. I have to prepare myself for that. Because it's going to be seven or eight episodes of just constant, horrible stuff after horrible stuff. Dark and grittiness, and so just not ready for that yet. But I did watch Legends of Tomorrow. That was another one that had a early season finale.
Yeah, that was an awesome
one. Oh, that was so good. Yeah, there was a lot of course, as their show usually is, lots of time travel stuff. Do you watch Legends? I don't think you really watch them. You're more of a movies. Okay. Yeah, I forgot you're more of a movies guy, so we can talk about that.
He's too busy.
But it's a TV show. So Legends, lots of time travel stuff. And I liked how it ended. It wasn't a huge cliffhanger. It wasn't like, you're like, what is going on? Like, you weren't panicking. It was good. It still has you hooked for the next season. But nothing too crazy or chaotic, which is cool. But yeah, I loved the season finale. The Flash, I'm all caught up on, and Arrow. So The Flash, and they listed it as Supergirl having a two-part crossover, but it wasn't. I don't like how they keep doing that. With all of them, they had a four-part crossover event, and it was really like three episodes because Supergirl had it lead into The Flash of the last 20 seconds. And they did that the same thing this time. They had Supergirl full episode of whatever storyline was still going on, and then the last 30, 40 seconds, I think, was this guy coming in. It was a musical episode. This guy, I forgot what happened. He knocked her out or put her in a coma or something. I can't remember. But she fell asleep and she woke up, and all of a sudden she's in this bar and concert thing.
Yeah, 1940s or something.
Yeah, it was, yeah. So she was kind of transported there. And it was a musical episode. So all of the Flash episode was musical style things. No one ever said to compare it to Buffy, but for me, I was comparing it to Buffy the Vampire Slayer when they had their musical episode. And for me, I liked Buffy a lot more. Yeah. This one was okay. It still progressed the storyline, and the singing and whatnot was really good. It wasn't choppy or nothing, but I don't know. The Buffy songs were more catchy, for me at least. Mm-hmm. These were heartfelt. You can feel the emotion and stuff. It was cool. But I liked that it was more catchy with the Buffy songs versus the Flash songs. But it was still a good episode. Still crazy and laughter and crazy kind of moments that they had where they changed a lot of things up. Because it was this dream world alternate reality thing, which is kind of cool.
But if they died in the dream, they died in real life.
Yeah,
so that was a big thing.
Kind of Freddy the Krueger.
I have to agree, the Buffy episode where they're doing the singing, that was just an amazing one. That's one of my very top TV shows of all time, was that episode.
Which is odd because I don't like musicals.
Only because Joss Whedon, Buffy had died and her friends were moping around that season, maybe season 7.
Yeah, I want to say it was season 7.
Buffy, and they were just there. She died in 6, and 7, they're moping around. Oh, Buffy's gone. So Willow casts a spell to bring Buffy back.
Yeah.
And
you find on an episode that,
And you can YouTube it.
Yeah, it's a great YouTube episode.
It's worth watching that clip of the musical where they're singing. And because what it is, the villain, he makes them sing and dance to the point where they just literally burn themselves up.
Yeah, yep. They'll spontaneously combust if they do not.
And
so
he gets their soul and he moves on to the next person.
Yeah.
And so the team is fighting this guy and they're all singing and dancing and Buffy starts singing and we find out that Willow, because they all thought they brought Buffy back from hell.
Yeah. Or just death in general. They didn't know where she went.
Yeah. And Buffy's singing and she was telling him, she goes, "You pulled me out of heaven."
Yeah.
And it was just saying it right now, it gives me a chill.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just a very emotional episode. Yeah, so I highly recommend watching it.
Yeah, it's old school, but it's still good. Yeah, so The Flash and Legend of Tomorrow, caught up on that. Arrow, also caught up on. There was a lot of twists so far. But for some reason, they're having a break right now. I think it's because of the March Madness junk, because it's basketball. And if you're a fan of basketball, good for you. But I'm not. And I'm mad because it's postponing my shows.
Well, that's the end of the season.
No. There's still, I want to say, 4 or 5 episodes left. Because they all end. They do not end. You're wrong again. This is September again. Because they do not. They end with episodes 23 or 24. I think they're all 23. And Flash and Arrow are only on like 17 or 18. Mm. Yeah, it's not the season finale. Trust me.
Okay.
Check your sources. I know. All right. This is Defenders again. Okay, so, they're on this little break because of, I think, I want to say it's because of March Madness. It's the only thing that makes sense. So they'll come back, but we find out who is it? We find out allegedly who the main bad guy. I forgot his name.
Prometheus.
Yeah, we supposedly find out who that is, which is a huge twist because it's supposed to be the DA. Well, this is spoilers. Spoilers are plenty of Arrow, but the DA is supposed to be the vigilante.
That's correct. Yeah. Adrian Chase was the vigilante in the comic books. Yeah. He was the original vigilante.
Yeah, and the vigilante comes back into this episode, into this season. He's here a couple episodes here and there, and he's fighting, and he almost gets revealed who he is, but they cover it up still. And it's still leading up, but you find out who Prometheus is, and it's the DA, Adrian Chase, which is, like, crazy because there's all kinds of chaos that's going on. But they haven't showed who Vigilante is, so I think there is still a switch to be had. I think that's there's one more season. Twist.
They will show us who Vigilante is next season. And they've said that it's somebody who we've already met in the Arrow universe.
Okay. Interesting. Because, yeah, I could have swore it's going to be Adrian Chase.
Huh. Yeah, it should have been.
Yeah.
But that's the reason they changed it. Because everybody who knows who Vigilante is, like me, you know I'm a big fan, know that it was Adrian Chase.
Yeah. And they pull her wool over her eyes. So. But, yeah, so that's all I got. Well, there was one more thing. TV shows. Do you have TV shows?
I just got 2 things.
Okay.
I got Doctor Who coming on tonight.
Yes, So that is one of the sad things. Unfortunately, timing-wise, we do have to record this before Doctor Who and the new series Class airs tonight on BBC America.
But we'll watch. We'll
be able to cover that later. Yeah. Next episode.
Well, not next episode. It'll be a couple episodes down. The next one's going to be the 2-parter. Talk about the games.
So the next full episode. There we go. we'll have that. We'll talk about the new Doctor Who season. But The Punisher. They actually have a few of the set list on set. They have a few of these set photos actually have been leaked or whatever. So you see him in the full costume, which is pretty cool. And they've officially announced that they are finished filming. So that will be out later this year, which is pretty awesome. We're gonna have Iron Fist, Defenders, and Punisher. Chances are Punisher will be November, or if something happens, postponing it. Early February of next year. So
Punisher is getting his own show on Netflix.
Yeah, you didn't know that?
That's awesome.
Yep. He's going to be in the Defenders. All kinds of spoilers right now. He's going to be in the Defenders. Pretty much everybody of a supporting cast is going to be in the Defenders. It's going to be huge. A huge 8 episodes only, but a huge show nonetheless.
So Punisher will be a Defender? Or is he just...
No.
He's just on the show, yeah. Okay. He's probably a part of it.
It's like Elektra's going to be there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Misty Knight, etc.
Yeah. I've heard Bullseye. They're going to have a Bullseye in there, too.
In the Defenders?
I almost thought... Appearance. I almost thought that one guy... When I watched Iron Fist, I thought that one guy was going to be Bullseye, because he was making those
stars.
I'm like, is that Bullseye?
No. Yeah, that'd be cool.
But it wasn't him.
Yeah, it's a different, different character.
It's probably looking at it. It's probably only going to be 8 episodes because they have such a large cast. They have to pay these people.
Yes, yeah, it is going to be very expensive for them. Yeah, lots of special effects and stuff, but it's still going to be 8 hours, and it's going to feel like pretty much a movie. And I think I'm going to take that day off of work and just watch them all. Because, 8 episodes, 8 hours. Yeah, because they're about 55 minutes, 58 minutes a piece. So pretty much a full hour.
Yeah.
But I'm freaking excited for it. So, but that's in August. Too.
Yeah. That's one of the few shows I watch.
Yeah, those are fantastic. We'll see The Punisher coming out late this year or early next year. We haven't got an official release, but they are done filming. So that's at least a start.
Good.
So that's all I got for TV shows. You said you had one more or no?
No, that was it. Okay. Doctor Who in the Class.
Okay, gotcha.
We're going to watch tonight.
Yeah, I'm excited for that. It's going to be good. Oh, and speaking of which, Doctor Who, Capaldi said he has filmed his regeneration scene. And so he's ready, I guess. He's ready to leave. And we talked about it. A friend of mine and I were talking about it, and we both came to the conclusion we didn't like it when he first came. Like most, people are when the new doctor switches up. We don't like it. We're like, we love the old doctor. And we didn't like it when he first came. And then he grew on us a little bit. We liked him. And now we're all ready for him to leave. He's ready to leave. So that's okay. Like, I'm okay with him leaving. Most people that I've listened to are okay with him leaving. I have my fingers crossed. It's going to be a ginger lady. I think that'll be very unique and add a cool dynamic to the show. So we'll see what happens.
All right. What about movies?
Movies. Let's see. Power Rangers. Watch that. I don't think we've recorded since. It was fantastic. Loved it. Actually, Jason David Frank and Amy Jo Johnson, the original Green Ranger and the Pink Ranger, actually make a cameo in it, which is pretty cool. And I loved it. It was awesome. They're super powered teenagers with attitude, and they're fighting crime and stuff. It was great. It was awesome. Rita was over the top a little bit, but from the original show, she's supposed to be, so that's okay. Not too cheesy. A lot of people saying it was too cheesy. I didn't think it was. The show was a lot cheesier than this movie was, but I liked it a lot. The other thing, I think there was one more. Oh, Fast and the Furious 8. I watched that. Good one as well. It hasn't been confirmed, I don't think, but it probably is the last one, just how it kind of ended. It was very, very emotional at some points. Good acting, I say. You know, there's no cheesy moments or it took me out of the film. And awesome, awesome action. So it was a good movie all around. I was entertained. Probably not Oscar-worthy, but you know those movies aren't Oscar-worthy movies, and that's fine. You just cheap action flick, which is cool. And the other thing, which we'll talk about, the Star Wars teaser. Oh my goodness. Mm-hmm. So right now, as we're recording this, the Star Wars Celebration is going on. And yesterday, they had a panel for the new Last Jedi movie coming out in this December. And they, episode 8. And the director came around that morning, was shaking hands with people in line. And he says, I hope you enjoy the trailer. It's going to be great. So they posted it. It's up online. If you haven't seen it yet, I don't know why, because... you need to go watch it. It's amazing.
We are going to pull your nerd card.
I've seen it. Literally countless times. I watched it back to back to back. My workflow greatly decreased. I hope my boss is not listening to this podcast. If so, disregard everything I'm talking about right now.
Do not look at his browser
history. it was great, and it was. I had a very productive day at work. Everything was peachy keen. But no, it's a cool trailer. You see Rey, you see Luke Skywalker, you see Kylo Ren, you see the Millennium Falcon, you see the back of Leia, she's there. You hear some voices, you hear Yoda in the background at one point, you hear Obi-Wan. What's that?
Ben's in there too.
Yeah, his voice at least. You don't see him.
His face has the lightsaber straight ahead, like.
No, it's Kylo. Yeah, Kylo Ben. Ren. Kylo Ren. Yes, you see him with a scar that he got from Rey. I think it was Rey, not Finn. And you see Finn, you see Poe. So everybody's there. For me, I was so engrossed in it. I was like, oh my God, I'm freaking out. I'm listening to it. It's great. And I noticed at the very end, I was like, there's no Han Solo. Where's? And then it hit me again. And it was like, ouch, there's no Han Solo. Like, it was a whole new wave of emotions again. I'm like, it was rough. And they have rumors right now. Has been officially confirmed. There will be a funeral scene. So that's going to be kind of rough. So they haven't done that. Yeah. Oh, they did one kind of for... Who was it? Obi-Wan Kenobi. Qui-Gon Jinn. Yeah, they had a funeral of him burning up or whatever.
They also did one for the body of Darth Vader, Anakin Skywalker.
Yeah.
After he, at the end of The Empire Strikes Back.
Okay.
No, Return of the Jedi. When Luke convinces him to help him destroy the Emperor.
You see his body as well. Okay.
And he's up on the wood, and it was on Endor. They burned him at Endor.
Okay. Okay. So I guess we've seen two, but I don't know. I think this one's going to be bigger.
Which is kind of odd, because I always thought it was really strange that Obi-Wan Kenobi just disappeared.
Yeah, yeah.
Whatever else gets cut in half or cut down or...
Yeah.
I love that scene. The whole scene of him just vanishing, becoming one with the Force like that.
Yeah, because I think it was something he did or something like that. Maybe trained more, and maybe Anakin did the same thing. But because of all the robot and cybernetics, you don't see that because his body's still there. It's still that cast of all the metal and junk that he is. So, you never know.
Yoda does the same thing. He just vanishes.
He does?
Yeah. Just vanishes right in front of Luke.
So when he dies, because he dies in his little hut.
He's in the hut and he's sleeping.
Huh.
Yeah.
I forgot about that.
Yeah, yeah. Me too. Holy cow.
Interesting.
Always find out something new. But also, Phasma is there. We mentioned her earlier because of comic book. She's in the trailer. Go watch the teaser. It's awesome. It's really great. And Luke Skywalker says at the end, The Jedi Must End, which a lot of people are speculating crazy things. Maybe he's bad. Maybe he's just done with the Jedi. He's going to start up a whole new kind of order. Or he just might be talking about the gray order or something. Gray, where it's, you know, that balance, where it's not all about light side and dark side. There is that middle ground, that balance that you have to hold. So, we'll see. It's going to be great. I cannot wait until December. And it's good to actually have this trailer finally to hold us over. But yeah, I think that's all I have for movies. You got anything for movies?
I only have one thing.
Okay.
I know, Brandon, we talked about this earlier today. Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yes.
Looking forward to saying it, but I'm getting sick and tired of seeing Guardians of the Galaxy on other commercials. Geico had it.
Really?
On a commercial. What other was it? There was
Hanes.
Yes. Hanes. Yeah.
Like, give me a break. But it's just marketing. I was just shocked. I'm getting tired of it.
Yeah. Disney. Good old Disney. yeah. We were talking about this earlier as well. The whole Baby Groot thing. Like, okay. In my opinion, like, it was cool the first time I saw it. It was neat. Okay, he's there. But now with all the advertising and the little figures and everything that they have now, it's just Baby Groot everywhere.
Well, that's to draw the kids and the young kids.
I don't talk to little kids, but mainly adults are like, oh, it's Baby Groot. Well, and it's just, I don't know. It's annoying. I'm not a fan of it.
No, me neither.
And for me, on like a logistical side of things, for a team, like, you don't want anyone holding back the team. There is no purpose he's going to serve on this team. Like, he's a little tiny creature thing. You already have Rocket Raccoon if you need to find a tight spot or something for him to fit through. You already got the stinking Rocket. Like, you have the Raccoon. You have no reason for Groot to be there. So, I don't know. It doesn't make sense.
I think they got some advice from George Lucas. I think they asked, what can we do to get more money? Yes. I love George Lucas to death, but seriously.
bring in a CGI character, make him be the comedic relief, and obnoxious too many times. Yes. And Jar Jar Binks. But... So, it's Guardians of the Galaxy. I think that's in May, early May.
I don't remember.
Yeah, May, yeah. No, Spider-Man is early May. I think Guardians is the middle of May.
July, I think.
Okay, yeah, it's coming up. It's coming up.
It's coming up soon.
Yeah,
really soon. That's all I have.
That's all I have as well.
That's all I have.
And they can reach us, Ryan? How can they reach us?
Check us out. I would say go to our website, allaccessnerds.com/subscribe. We have it up and running, and you can see it all there. We have everything listed. We have Facebook. I mean, everything and everything. It's all there. Check it out. You can click on it. Boom. Done. Easy. Or iTunes, of course. You know, you got
it's
wherever.
iTunes.
Yeah, it's iTunes. It's Podomatic, et cetera, et cetera. But,
say iTunes is a little more enthusiasm.
No. All access nudes.
I listen to you guys on Google Play. I don't know if anybody knows about Google Play. But the thing is, I can't comment on Google Play.
Yeah, that is the one bad thing. Yeah, because, I don't think you can do that either with the, if you're on... For instance, your phone. I do not think you can comment on iTunes podcast player on your phone either. Yeah. So yes, allaccessnerds.com/subscribe, Facebook, everything. Go do it.
Well, this is Nick signing off for Ryan and our special guest Brennan. Go forth and do great things.